Hello and welcome everyone to The Entrepreneur's Journey. I am Andy Bryan, the founder of The Entrepreneur's Journey, the show and also the business. You may be wondering what The Entrepreneur's Journey is, so I'm going to give you a brief insight as to what it's all about before we get started and before we interview Caroline today and find out more about her story. So The Entrepreneur's Journey is all about interviewing entrepreneurs from around the world to uncover their story and journey to success from where they are at the moment, or from previously before they started their business. Even that could be many, many years ago, where they were in a place of pain, discomfort. They weren't happy with their lives. Look at what led them to doing what they're doing today and what's allowed them to create success in their life. I believe in each and every entrepreneur has an incredible and empowering story to tell. And I've had the privilege to have a small insight into Caroline's story already tonight. So I'm looking forward to sharing that all with you as well. As I said, if you have any questions or comments throughout the show, obviously we're live on Blab, so that you can use the comment section on the right hand side. And if you do enjoy the show, please tweet it out and let all of your tribe know. That would be excellent. So without further ado, Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andy. Hello, everybody. Hello.
I'd like to first...
Over.
Thanks. Yeah, good to see you today. So first of all, before we get into your story, I wanted to ask you, tell us a bit more about yourself in a short bite, because obviously we'll go through that throughout the show. So just a brief insight as to who you are.
Very briefly, I live in the UK at the moment, and I work very much as an intuitive mentor. So my journey, in a very, very briefly, has been one of both the corporate side and healing as well. And I've actually incorporated both now as well. But I work very much now as an intuitive mentor. And I work under the banner of Transformational Energy Expert, or transformationalenergyexpert.com. I've been in business for about, well, I've been working as a healer mentor for about 20 years, but it's evolved over that time and is now really a bit like a kind of a life coach for healing. So I, you know, I'm trying to put a label on it. It's quite difficult what I do sometimes, but I would say it probably fits into the, you know, an intuitive mentor, should we say. And I work with clients all over the world, helping them and guiding them. And that's in a very, very, very brief nutshell what I do.
That's perfect. Yeah. So let's jump into your story now and look back in time, maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe even longer, at where you started. Tell us a bit more about possibly a place in your life where you were at a place of pain, discomfort, despair, maybe felt at odds with the world. Tell us a bit more about, you know, have you had a situation like that that's caused you to seek happiness in your life?
Yeah, quite a lot, actually. I'd have to take you, without going on too much, I'd have to take you back to childhood, which is kind of where it all began. And I guess, you know, without going into too much detail, I had a bit of a turbulent childhood. And really the gift to me in my life, and it will seem strange saying this, is my mother took her own life when I was 11. And that really was, to me, the start of my whole spiritual journey and the whole, what really led me to do the work that I'm doing now. That was probably caused, what it was probably about, it caused the greatest unhappiness in my life. And I had to work through that as a child. Went through a very difficult period in my teens, then I became completely agoraphobic when I was 19 years old. Totally agoraphobic when I was 19 years old. Lost all my confidence. Suffered really severe depression. Couldn't walk outside my own front door for 2 years. And I had to build back then, that was back in the early 80s, I had to build up, I had a sort of chart that I would use to, you know, to say I walked to the end of the road today, I walked a little bit further than that today. And I, it was a real hard slog to get all my confidence back. And it took several years actually then, because I didn't have the tools I have now. And eventually, that was at the age of 19, eventually at the age of 27, I flew to the States on my own. And that was really, that's when I knew I'd sort of really overcome that. Then I went on, it was actually my mother's death that took me into the spiritualist church 20 years ago. And I started developing as a medium and a clairvoyant medium there. And I sat in development circle for a year. That really then got me, I started spiritual healing. And then I went down the reflexology route whilst I was still working in the corporate world. By that time, I'd moved to London. I was in working as a surveyor in London, and had quite a successful career in that. So I'd come from being agoraphobic at 19 to, in my late 20s, working as a surveyor in London, and overcoming a lot of challenges. But you know, on a part-time basis, I'd started practicing reflexology. I'd started the mediumship. I'd started, you know, developing all of that, gifts that were already, I think, locked within. And then,
if I could take you back a little bit, I don't want to go too much into your story too quickly.
Yeah, sure.
I know you've got so much to share. So, if I was to ask you throughout that time, when you were obviously sadly lost your mum, and then obviously went to the spiritual church, obviously the agoraphobia as well. How did that make you feel throughout that time? Did you feel you were suffering all through that time, through 11 years old, through to 19, or was it?
No.
Was it?
No, I wasn't suffering the whole time. No, I mean, obviously it was a traumatic thing to happen when you're 11 years old, and there was obviously some turbulence leading up to that time. And a huge, massive shock, totally unexpected. And then, of course, there's a huge adjustment. And there was a lot of family stuff that went on for the next 2, 3, 4 years, which is pretty unsettling and challenging. And then, you know, you get into teenage years and you start rebelling a bit and you start living and everything seemed fine. Until bang, one day when I was 19, something set off the memory. And I had this, fell ill and then just didn't get better really. And I had a whole year of severe depression, really severe. And that's when I became very agoraphobic. So it was mixed.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, from an entrepreneur's perspective, there were other things happening around that time. So there was already an indication of entrepreneurial stuff that was happening, you know, in the times. When I wasn't obviously depressed, there were things that I was doing or starting to do back in my sort of mid, I say 14, 15 years old. I was doing things back then, but we'll come on to that in a moment.
Yeah. So if I was to ask you, like, obviously through that time, we'd obviously feel down, depressed, not happy with ourselves. Was there a point in time where things started to change for you and you started to have more belief in yourself and what you were doing? Maybe there was people in your life that gave you that inspiration and motivation to believe that you could come through some of the challenges and obstacles that you were facing at that time and really create the happiness, as I said earlier, in your life.
Around the time of mother's death, no, there wasn't anything like that. Around the time when I was 19, I just had the most incredible support from my fiance at that time, who was just amazing. And so around that time there, he was totally supportive, dedicated and loyal and just lovely. So I couldn't have come through that time without him. But actually the time that I was going through that agoraphobia, I didn't really have any support from anyone else but him. So it was a very difficult time and a very difficult circumstances. Yeah.
So once you overcome your agoraphobia and obviously the passing of your mum, was there a part in your life that said, oh, now I've overcome this, I want to be a healer now, I want to make a difference, I want to see how these tools can help others?
Not at that point in time, no, because there were further trials that came after that. So it wasn't until I was probably in my early 30s and I met my, you know, what I did back then is I overcame it the hard way because I didn't have the tools then. So I took a long time to get over those things, but it was through sheer determination and I don't know, finding some inner strength there of not giving up, but it wasn't till I met my second husband, David, in my early 30s, and things were pretty good then. I was, you know, in London, I was doing the reflexology, and I was being a medium, as I say, sort of part time, but I was working as a surveyor in London as well. And then I moved to be with David, and that's when all the problems started again. I started to get severe depression again because I hadn't fully dealt with all the issues from the childhood. So that is when things really started to change, and that's then what led me on to training and other tools, because I started to then go through a cycle of quite severe illness. Depression, and that's what led me on to learning some new tools of overcoming that, really.
So if I with Kirsten Hancock is in the audience, so thanks for tuning in, Kirsten. I've got a question from her. She says, were there any defining moments in your childhood that made you who you were today?
Without a shadow of a doubt, again, it's my mum's passing. I mean, it's a real gift to me, my mum passing, and people are probably like, what? I mean, the pain that's come with it has been extraordinary. You know, it's been huge, and those that know me that are online will know that I've cleared layer after layer after layer of grief and pain, but I've never given up, and I've just plowed through some of the worst times. Yeah. And I now recognise what an incredible spiritual gift it was that my mother passed for me. This, what it's led on for me to do is it's led on for me to be really a very effective healer, guide, mentor. So I've been able to use everything that I've learned, every ounce of pain, I think, that I've experienced as a result fundamentally of my mother's passing, has led me on to becoming an effective healer and being able to empathize with all the clients that I've worked with, because that defining moment of my mother passing, because there was so much buried pain, it led to severe depression, it led to me having ME, it led to me having, you know, I picked up all sorts of diseases like Lyme disease, glandular fever, all sorts of things that energetically, because I hadn't dealt with all the pain that was inside, it was coming out of the body. So what I went through with that was a long period of time. I had colitis. I developed colitis. I had sort of the equivalent of like dysentery for about 13 years every day, because it was all that very grief and pain hadn't really been dealt with. So. But it was using the tools that I then went on to learn and have developed myself and through my own experience now that I've cleared all of that. I've cleared the ME, I've cleared the depression, I've cleared the energetically, I've cleared the Lyme disease, I've cleared the glandular fever and everything else that I've had. I cleared it all through using my own tools. So I learned the hard way, but I've also learned through self-empowerment. Through the training tools that I use and through experience, I've learnt to clear those things. So it was a very painful lesson, but the one defining moment that's behind all of that was my mother's passing, yes.
So if we look at some more challenges and obstacles, mm-hmm. obviously your illness is a huge one and obviously plays a big part in obviously what you're doing today. Was there certain modalities that you used throughout that time that really allowed you to create those shifts and changes much more quickly, so that those challenges well, I couldn't say that they become easier, because challenges often don't become easier. They just become another challenge, but we get further along in the journey, you know. So what would you say was maybe some modalities that you probably used, some experiences that you went through that allowed you to progress in your journey so that you could obviously move forward?
Yeah, I've used a lot of my own tools. The majority of the healing I have done myself, although I've used other excellent healers as well, and Jenny is one of them who's online. But the majority of the stuff I've actually done myself. I trained in hypnotherapy and then transpersonal hypnotherapy and EFT. The transpersonal hypnotherapy helped me to understand, an excellent person, Jack Elias in the States, has a superb knowledge of transpersonal hypnotherapy, and I was able to learn the mechanics really behind a lot of the spiritual processes and the healing processes through him, which really helped, and quite a few pennies dropped, when I learned that. I went on to train in EFT, which helped me uncover many layers as well. I used EFT, which was a brilliant modality. I trained in professional stress management, which is more of a coping thing, really. But the one tool, I think, I mean, I've trained in lots of different things, past life regression, and I have the ability to see past lives very clearly as well. But I think the one tool or a couple of tools that really, really helped me massively was when I trained in theta healing. Because EFT, theta healing, meditation, and spiritual response therapy as well, which I use, which clears the programs going. So I've done a lot of, before I trained in theta healing and spiritual response therapy, I did a lot of EFT, a lot of meditation. Now I use, you know, the layer comes up now, I use my own theta healing, I use it my way, I'll occasionally use EFT, I use Ho'oponopono as well, because that's brilliant. But what I do now really is I allow myself to get in touch with any feelings that are there, if I'm feeling myself, and just fully absorb into those feelings and allow any emotion or feelings to come to the surface, and then I just change the beliefs subconsciously. Using things like the SRT program.
So if we look at your business, and obviously progressing through that time, obviously you were looking at how you can make this into a business and transition into being a therapist or a coach or whatever it might be. What were some of the challenges that you faced in your business that obviously you can pass on to others here today?
Some of the challenges, I think it's with all challenges, you know, when you're leaving the court, when you're leaving a steady employed job to go and set out on your own, then, you know, it's like a massive step. And I think for me it was like a natural progression, because what I was doing is that I was, you know, employed in permanent roles, but then I took increasingly more and more contract work. And that was... So I was getting like three-month or six-month contracts, and then there was a break in between, which was enabling me to sort of really start building up my business then. And I think if you're leaving a normal paid employment to go and work for yourself or become an entrepreneur or whatever you want to do, then I would say, you do really need to plan to a certain extent. You know, you need to set some goals and action, you need to do some planning, and you need to decide, you need to have a vision, you need to hold that vision and never give up on it, because there will be obstacles. I'm trying to think back, I've been doing this for 20 years, so it's a long time back, but it's, you do encounter, certainly when you work in the spiritual field, you can encounter jealousy from some people, you can encounter some competition from others. But the advice that I would really give is just be yourself, because everybody has a really unique gift. And it's about learning to believe in yourself and believe in you, believe in your vision, hold that vision no matter what anyone says. And there will be people that say, oh, you shouldn't do that, you should stick to a normal job, you should get the security and everything else. But there's nothing secure nowadays. And
so if I was to... I think that comes on to a really good point, actually. And we come to a point in our journey then when, for some reason, and this could be completely out of the blue at times, but we have this shift moment in our mind when everything seems to change. We start to realize that, wow, I can actually do this. I can make this happen. Everything could be successful. You know, maybe it's a shift point in your health where you realize, wow, I can actually create really good health for myself now. And everything changed. Was there a shift point for you in your life where you realized that this was completely possible for you?
There wasn't one defining moment in that respect. It's kind of been an ongoing shift. So I couldn't say, oh yes, you know, last Wednesday, I had a shift. And there it was, it all happened. No, it's been coming on gradually. So I've been doing this for 20 years, really. It's been a gradual shift, but the shift has been more recently, I would say in the last few years. And it comes with self-acceptance, because you get to the stage where you start to believe in yourself more. And for me, some people, I think all successful entrepreneurs have this incredible self-belief. And that really is the secret ingredient. You know, if you look at the Richard Bransons and the other people in the world, you know, they're totally absorbed and believe in what they're doing, and they believe in themselves and they believe in their abilities. And that's something that's been quite hard for me. Having lost so much confidence earlier on, I've had to learn that self-belief. And it's only really in recent years that I've really started to believe in myself, believe in my abilities. And I've seen the effectiveness of what I do. You know, I get the feedback from clients, and it is good, and it is positive, and I believe in what I do. And I think that is the change that is the shift. But it's been gradual. It's been gradual. So it's been a layer by layer thing. But now I accept that I'm unique. Now I accept that what I do is unique. And now I believe in myself, which is not something I did before. So the shift has happened, but I couldn't give you one moment in time.
That's perfect. I think there often isn't a specific defining moment, but at times there can be that defining moment when we really start to believe in ourselves and what we're capable of achieving, you know. So I think it's amazing at times, but yeah, slow gradual shifts. And when you had those shifts, did you like see doors opening for you?
These shifts, you know, they're only blocks to what is our natural essence. You know, we are joy, we are love underneath. We've got all these layers of self-doubt and a lack of confidence and programming and blocks and everything else that's sort of getting in the way. So every time we remove a block, every time we have a little bit more self-belief, then new doors open, new opportunities come in. You know, that light stream is, you know, that the abundant stream is flowing better, and there's more light flowing, and yeah, definitely it feels better. You know, it's certainly.
So if I was to ask yourself now, so you've gone through the challenges and obstacles in your life, and obviously in your business. So you've gained success in your health. You start to gain the success, obviously, in your business as well and what you're doing. Tell us who you are now, you know, how that has made you into who you are and what you're doing today.
Isn't that the eternal question? Who am I? Who am I? I can tell you what I do. Who am I? I don't know who I am. I'm just me. I'm unique. Or as I say to my clients, you know, you're all human expressions of divine love. We all are human expressions of divine love. That is, I guess, who we really are. What I do is, I'm an intuitive mentor now, so I mentor people all over the world, and it's healing as well. There's a book in the pipeline, there's a new healing mechanism in the pipeline, and, I haven't learned it all. I'm still learning. And I still fear blocks regularly, and I'm still learning, and I'm still growing, and I'm still on this pathway of self-discovery. So it never ends. You know, I'm striving always to bring more joy into my life, more joy into my work, and have more fun. And the more I've cleared in myself, the more I've helped other people to do that, the more joy I'm experiencing. So it's an ongoing process.
So now if I was to ask you, like, looking back on all of your challenges, I believe our challenges are there to obviously help us grow and develop, make us into the people we are today or the people we are to be in the future, no matter where we are on our journey. But if I was to ask you, if we look back on your past now, obviously we won't revisit it now, but why is it that you do what you do now as you look back on that journey?
It's a really good question, actually. I did wonder whether you're going to ask that. So I had a little think before I came on air. And I remember saying to my mother at 8 years old that I could heal her. And I remember saying that to her. And it was a really profound thing to do. And when I was growing up, I wanted to be one of two things. I wanted to be a nun, bizarrely, because I wasn't brought up in the Catholic faith. And I think I watched the Nun story on the film. I wanted to be Audrey Hepburn.
Sister Act?
Yeah. Or I wanted to be a nurse. So that's the healing. I've come into this world kind of as a religious healer, if you know what I mean, because I didn't have religion thrust down my throat. I just wanted to heal. I just wanted to be a nurse. And back then, you know, I was born in 64. So, back then you either became a nurse or a secretary as a woman. It wasn't much else choice than career guidance. I went down a different route as it turned out. I went into business. I went into banking and then I went into surveying and so on. And then to human resources after that. So what was it what was the question? What was it to mean to be healing?
So why do you do what you do now? And if I was to ask, who is it that you like to work with as an individual, as a group of people? Is there anybody in particular that you enjoy watching people in terms of making their transition on their journey?
No, I will work with anybody, but I think why do I do what I do now is because first and foremost it's to serve. And I think now, you know, there's a lot of talk about us all moving from third dimension to fifth dimension. And the recent wave of ascension that's taken place. And I think we all have to be focusing on the kind of work now that serves humanity. And out of that, serving humanity is where the abundance, the joy, the satisfaction comes, I think. So I think for me, the greatest motivation is to serve. And out of that comes everything else. So that is a priority, and that's something I've felt all my life. So since, as far as I can remember, it's just a serve. And that's very much, I think, reality. As for who do I prefer to work with? Funnily enough, I'm getting more and more complex clients coming in, and I've worked with clients, all over the world, And I've worked with some really difficult cases. I've worked with cancer patients, those with schizophrenia, those with mental health conditions and physical conditions. I also work with clearing businesses and the energy in businesses and spaces as well. So I also do that as I have this ability to access the Akashic records and get information that some other people may find challenging to do, but I can somehow manage to do it very easily. And I guess that's my niche.
We're coming towards the end of the show now. I was going to ask you one more question before we do move on and we invite the audience in to interact and engage with us a bit more. Is there a quote that really resonates with you, that really brings together all of what you do? And I know that's on the spot.
That is on the spot. I have one really favourite of all time quotes, and that's the Yoda quote from Star Wars, which is, do or do not, there is no try. And I think that's a great one to finish on. I mean, there's lots of good quotes, but I love that one. So, and it's fun.
And I love that quote as well, actually. And Yoda is a very good mentor in life. So last question. Tell us where we can find out more about you and your work.
Oh, thank you. On Twitter, it's at QuantumHealer1. On my website, I've got two websites, but the main one now is www.transformationalenergyexpert.com. On my Facebook business page, Transformational Energy Expert, and Caroline Cousins on my Facebook, normal page on Facebook. I've also got a Google Plus account, which I'm a little bit guilty of not using very much. Andy will tell me off there. And I think that's it. I haven't got Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn as well, but I don't use LinkedIn very much, to be honest. So I need to work on LinkedIn.
Okay. Well, thank you for being our participant in the interview today. It's been a real pleasure to find out more about your inspiring and empowering story. And I think I can say that I was definitely inspired by that through all the challenges and obstacles that you faced. I mean, I haven't quite faced those challenges and obstacles myself, but I think we all face our own challenges.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Andy.
It's a pleasure. We are not finished yet, though, because we are now going to invite all of those of you in the audience to ask you questions to Caroline or jump in to have a chat, and it would be great to interact and engage with you as well. So I'm going to open up the seats so you can join and interact with us. What I will do is say, for those of you who want to write your empowering business story for your brand, your business, whether you're a coach or healer or a therapist, please get in contact, because I do help people write their inspiring business stories that help them relate to their clients and people that they really want to work with. I also provide the Hero's Journey Transformational Coaching, where I help you transform your life through understanding the hero's journey and the archetypes in your life that can really help you grow and transform your life and what you do. So if you're interested in that, obviously you can take a look at my website as well, which is www.theentrepreneursjourney.tv. And obviously from there, you can also watch these episodes. These episodes will also be available on podcast. They will be available on YouTube. And obviously they'll be available in many different locations as well. But I would love for you to join in. If you have any questions yourself and you're a bit shy to jump on camera, Post the questions in the right hand side, and Caroline can answer any more questions.
Hi, Jacqueline, and thank you for attending. And yes, Helen, yes, I am a nerd, Helen. And have done any work on healing animals with SRT or theta? I haven't done it with SRT, although it is possible to do that, I gather. But I don't think I have done it with SRT. Oh yes, I have. Sorry, I thought you meant EFT. SRT, yes, I have. I have healed peer programs with SRT. That's accessing, using charts to access the Akashic records. Yes, I have with animals, and I have with Peter as well. And you know, I combine all my tools now. So if someone has an issue with an animal, then I'll use whatever is appropriate to help. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. We all need help, don't we? Even our little animals.
Well, do you know, the wonderful thing about energy is that, you know, everything is energy, and this is why I can also clear right across the world. You know, I'm working with people in Geneva at the moment, hearing some, you know, low vibrational energies in their house. And the thing with energy is that you don't need to travel to places in order to do that. You know, you can access the energy, because we're all connected, and we can do it with animals too. So a lot of the work that I do is remote now. So I work all over the world doing this, so which is great. Oh, we've got someone in the seat. Wonderful.
We have an attendee joining
Hello.
Us. Hi there, how are you? Thanks for joining in. I can't hear your microphone at the moment. So what I'll do is I'll ask a question from Vivek. How do you separate religion from spirituality?
It's a great question. Religion, I would say, is man-made. Spirituality is, to me, is anything that's coming from the heart. You know, you can be spiritual but not religious. Religion's always made by man. Spirituality is, and spirit is our true essence. It's what we all are. So I don't know if that's a good enough answer for you. I hope so. You know, it's, religion's to me, and I mean no offence with anyone that is religious, but they can very much separate people. You know, we separate people's beliefs, and it's up to people. It's their journey, the way they want to go. But spirituality is kind of more uniting everybody, because you can be spiritual by being kind to people, and that's spirituality, kindness and compassion. Religion tends to follow a doctrine or a dogma of some kind. So I would say, you know, you have spirituality in religion, but that's religion tends to be man-made. That's my view.
Yeah, I'll share my thoughts. Not my thoughts on that question, but I'm not specifically religious, but I would say I'm very spiritual. I have faith in the universe and what's around me. And I also like to give back and help people wherever they are in need. And for me, spirituality is all about that. Is all about that giving back and connecting with people on a, you know, on a much deeper level, I'd say. But maybe
it doesn't have to be on a deep level. I think, you know, like I said, a simple kindness, a simple smile, that's being spiritual. It's a gentleness, you know, that's being spiritual. So thank you. I agree. Wake Tech Integra. I absolutely agree. Yeah, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Yeah, the lovely late Dr. Wayne Dyer. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are human expressions of divine love.
Very good. And Vivek also asked, that's Vivek, Tech Integra. So, whereabouts are you based? I know you said that earlier, but if you could let us know again, whereabouts you're based?
Me? I'm based in the UK at the moment, down in the New Forest in the south of England. But that doesn't restrict me from working. I have clients in the Bahamas, in South Korea, all over Europe, and all over the UK and Ireland. So I work everywhere. So I'm based here for now, but I work everywhere.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know if you mentioned this in the interview, but you obviously work remotely a lot, don't you? So you can do a lot of healing remotely.
Yeah, because it's energy, and energy is all connected anyway. So so it makes no difference where I work from. And a lot of my work is done over Skype or on the telephone.
Yeah. In Costa Coffee?
Not in Costa Coffee, but yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be.
I like the entrepreneurs that can sort of work where they like in respect to healing and being a spiritual healer. Obviously, you can work where you like as well.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that is beautiful.
So Vivek was saying he lives near Maine.
Yeah, great.
So I think now would be a good time to sort of close it out. Because we haven't got any more passing questions coming through at the moment. But I did have one more thing that I wanted to ask you, and that would be, is there anything that you would recommend for those people that are currently in a place of struggle and going through their journey? One thing that you would recommend that could really take them to the next stage?
One thing. This too shall pass. It's something I always keep in mind. You know, when you're going through the worst of times, and I've been through some real dark times, but it will pass. It'll get better. You know, you hold on to your vision no matter what. So if something really really excites you, if you wanna set up your own business and you're really passionate about it, then no matter what anyone says to you, you stick to it. You keep that vision, because you know you can create anything you want in your life. All of us can create anything we want in our lives. You know, we are all empowered to do so. And yet, you know, what holds us back is this belief that we're powerless, and we're not. We can create anything. And if your idea is going to serve humanity in some way, and you're excited by it, and you're passionate about it, then never give up. No matter what the obstacles are, never give up. Because it will come about. No matter what the obstacles, it will come about. If your intention is sincere, I would also just give one piece of advice there and say that, every morning, set your intentions, for the day, and, be grateful for everything. Because gratitude brings in so much. Be grateful for everything, not just the good stuff. Be grateful for everything, because it's bringing in balance, and it will bring in what you want. Gratitude will take you a long way.
Yeah, definitely. There was a quote about gratitude, actually, and I completely have forgotten it, so I can't share it. But that was a perfect way to end the show. So thank you again for being a guest on the show. It's been a real pleasure. And, if you want to connect with Caroline, obviously you can connect with her on Twitter simply enough by clicking on her name at the top. And you'll obviously find her on Facebook, Google Plus, and obviously your website. Do you want to mention your website again one more time?
Yes, it's www.transformationalenergyexpert.com. And, find me on there, contact me on there. If you want to email me for, any consultations, or you have any questions after the show, then caroline@carolinecousins.com, C-O-U-S-I-N-S. So do email me. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for sharing your story. Thank you again to all the guests for tuning in live. And thank you all for watching the recording, for those of you who are going to be watching back later. See you all very soon. We are live every Wednesday, Thursday at 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So we will see you all next week.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
The Entrepreneur's Journey. Create your empowering business story. Interviewing successful entrepreneurs from around the world to share their inspiring journey to success. Tune in live every week for your weekly dose of inspiration. Visit www.theentrepreneursjourney.tv for previous episodes.